שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי רבש, כרך א'.
We're reading from the writings of Rabash. The article is, It is forbidden to hear a good thing from a bad person.
חומר הלימוד מופיע באתרים סביבה.
The study material can be found in the study materials tab in the Arvut system. You can also send questions there live. Writings of Rabash, It is forbidden to hear a good thing from a bad person.
מאדם רע אסור לשמוע דבר טוב.
It is forbidden to hear a good thing from a bad person. It is written, and Abram said to Lot, Please let there be no strife between you and me, or between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brothers. Is not the whole land before you? Please part from me. If to the left, then I will go to the right. And if to the right, then I will go to the left. We should understand why he says, for we are brothers, since they were not brothers. The Zohar interprets this as follows. For we are brothers, meaning the evil inclination and the good inclination are close to one another. One stands to the right of a person and the other to his left. That is, the evil inclination stands to his left and the good inclination to his right. Accordingly, for we are brothers means that we are speaking of one body and the quarrel is between the good inclination and the evil inclination, which are called brothers. This is perplexing. The good inclination tells the evil inclination, if to the left, meaning you are telling me to take the path of the left, which is the path of the evil inclination, for it is always on the left. As it is written in the Zohar, that the evil inclination is to his left. The good inclination tells him, I will not go by your way. Rather, I will go by the way of the right, the way of the good inclination, which is always on the right. We can understand this. But when it says, if to the right, meaning that if the evil inclination goes to the right, which is the path of the good inclination, why does the good inclination tell it? Then I will go to the left. Meaning that the good inclination will go by the way of the left, which is the path of the evil inclination. This is difficult to understand. Baal HaSulam asked, why is it that when Jacob had an argument with Laban, it is written, and Laban replied and said to Jacob, the daughters are my daughters, and the children are my children, and the flocks are my flocks, and all that you see is mine. That is, wicked Laban argued that everything is his, meaning that Jacob had no possessions and everything belonged to wicked Laban. But why is it written, when Jacob gave the presents to Esav, and Esav said, I have a lot, my brother. Let what is yours be yours. He did not want to receive from him everything he wanted to give him. But Laban claims the opposite, that everything is his. He said that here there is an order of work, how to behave in the work with the evil inclination. when it comes to a person with its just arguments in order to obstruct a person from achieving dvekut with the Creator. Laban said, means that it comes with the argument of a righteous. It tells him, when a person wants to pray and wishes to prolong his prayer a little, or another example, when he wants to go study at the seminary, a person had in mind to be as strong as a lion and overcome his laziness. The evil inclination comes and argues, it is true that you want to overcome, to do the will of your Father in heaven. As it is written, Yehuda ben Tima says, be as fierce as a leopard, as light as an eagle, running like a gazelle, and as strong as a lion, to do the will of your Father in heaven. However, I know that you have no desire to do the will of your Father in heaven. I know the truth, that you are working only for self-love, and you have no love for the Creator, that you can say that the fact that you are going to do something now is for the Creator. Rather, you are working only for me, for the Sita Acha, and not for the Kedusha. Thus, what is this overcoming? That is, if you are working for me, then I advise you to sit calmly and enjoy, since everything you want to do is for me. Therefore, I have pity on you, so you will not make great efforts and enjoy the rest. This is what Laban said. That is, he dressed in a white talit, prayer shawl. Meaning he said, the daughters are my daughters, and all that you see is mine. Jacob countered him, it is not so. I am working for the Creator. Therefore, it is worthwhile for me to overcome my laziness and do the Creator's will. I do not want to listen to your argument, the argument of a righteous that you are making. Wicked Esav was the opposite. When Jacob came to him and wanted to give him his possession of Torah and Mitzvot, Esav told him, I have a lot. That is, I have a lot of Torah and Mitzvot from other people who are all working for me and not for the Creator. But you are righteous. You are not working for me, but for the Creator. Therefore, I have no part in your Torah and work. This is why I do not want to receive it and admit it into my authority. Rather, a righteous, and you are working only for the Creator. Bar Aslam asked about it. Which of them made a true argument, Laban or Esav? He said that in truth, both said the truth, what is good for the Sita Acha, that they obstruct a person from achieving wholeness. The difference is in their arguments, whether it comes before the act or after the act. That is, prior to the act, when a person wants to overcome and do something in Kedusha to benefit the Creator, the evil inclination dresses in the argument of a righteous and tells him, you cannot do anything for Kedusha. Rather, everything you do is for me. This is called, all that you see is mine. That is, you are doing everything for the Sita Acha. In that case, it's better for you to sit and do nothing. Why exert to overcome your laziness? By this, it subdues a person so as not to engage in Torah and Mitzvot. This is Laban's argument. Esav's argument is after the act. That is, if finally one overcomes Laban's argument and follows the path of Jacob, Esav comes to him and says, you see what a mighty man of war you are. You are not like your friends. They are lazy, and you are a man. There is no one like you. This puts him into the lust of pride, of which our sages said, Rav Chasda said, Mar Ukva said, any man in whom there is crassness of spirit, the Creator said, he and I cannot dwell in the world. For this reason, Jacob counters him and argues, this is wrong. Everything I did was only for you. Meaning, for his own benefit, which is a will to receive that belongs to the Sitra Acha. Now I must begin the work anew. So it will all be for the Creator and not for you. But until now, I have been working only for you. This is what Jacob gave to Esav as a gift, and Esav would not receive from him, and argued to the contrary, that Jacob was righteous and worked only for the Creator and not for his own benefit. Now we can interpret what we asked. How can it be said that the good inclination said to the evil inclination, if you take the right path, I will take to the left? After all, the path of the left belongs to the Sitra Acha and not to the side of Kedusha. According to the above, we can interpret that the good inclination said to the evil inclination, you should know that you cannot deceive me because I know one thing, that you want to obstruct me from achieving the degree of a servant of the Creator. Meaning that all my thoughts will be in order to bestow. And you, due to your role, are trying to leave me in self-love. Therefore, how can I listen to your right? Meaning, when you come to me and clothe in the argument of a righteous, namely, advise me to be righteous and work for the Creator, this cannot be, since it is not your role. You probably want to fail me achieving the goal with your counsels. For this reason, when you come with the argument of the right, called Laban, what should I do? Anything but listen to you and do the complete opposite of your opinion. This is why it is written, and if to the right, then I will go to the left. Accordingly, a person should always be alert to not to fall into the net of the evil inclination that comes to him with the argument of a righteous and not listen to it. Although it makes us understand that we are not going on the straight path, since what we want to do now is a mitzvah that comes through transgression. By these words, it ties us, and we fall into the trap and the net, as it wants to control us with the justness of its words. It is said in the name of the Baal Shem Tov that to know whether it is the advice of the evil inclination, we must scrutinize if what it says requires labor. It belongs to the good inclination. But if listening to it will cause you not to need to labor, it is the sign of the evil inclination. By this we can discern if this is the advice of the good inclination or the evil inclination. For example, if a thought comes to him that not every person should rise before dawn, that this work belongs to people whose Torah is their craft, and not just any Jew can equal wise disciples who must keep, and he will contemplate his law day and night, but just a Jew. It also brings evidence from the words of our sages to justify its argument. From what Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, even if a person reads only the Shema reading morning and evening, he is kept. This book of Torah shall not move from your lips. Thus, it argues before him, it is better for you to get up in the morning like everyone else and not be tired the rest of the day. Then you will be able to pray with more intention than you will be able to pray if you rise before dawn. It is known from all the books of Chassidut that prayer is the most important, since in prayer a person thinks of nothing but that the Creator will hear his prayer. The prayer is when we can aim more easily before whom we stand. It is not so when studying Torah. Although it is written, learning Torah is equal to all of them. It is also interpreted that the meaning is that the Torah brings one importance and greatness of the Creator. It follows that the Torah is only a remedy that brings a person the ability to pray and feel the words before whom you stand, which is a remedy by which to achieve dvekut. When a person prays to the Creator, he can know with whom he speaks and in what manner he is speaking with the Creator. At that time, he can annul before the Creator. And this is the most important, that he will annul his own authority. He needs to come to feel that there is nothing in the world but the Creator. And a person wants to adhere to him and annul his own authority.
Our sages
said even more, all the good deeds that a person does, both Torah and other things in Kedusha, a person can see if they are in order according to his feeling during prayer. It follows that prayer is the most important. If you rise before dawn, it will all be ruined. So what are you gaining? Clearly, it is arguing the argument of a righteous. At that time, a person can scrutinize if he listens to its argument, and it will give him more work, then he can know it is the argument of the good inclination. If he listens to its advice and it will give him less work, it is a sign that now the evil inclination speaks to him, but clothed in the argument of a righteous. By this, it traps him in the net it has set up for him by speaking to him the words of the righteous. In truth, we always need a guide who knows how to lead a person so as to tell between truth and falsehood, since one cannot scrutinize alone. Accordingly, when the evil inclination comes with an argument of a righteous, wanting to give advice a person to advise a person on how he can enter Kedusha, we can interpret what our sages said. Anyone who boasts with a talit of a wise disciple, but is not a wise disciple, is not admitted into the presence of the Creator. We should understand why is it such a grave sin to boast with the mantle of a wise disciple. Meaning to regard the clothing of a wise disciple so highly as to boast of it. After all, he did not commit such a grave transgression worthy of such a harsh punishment as not to be admitted into the presence of the Creator. It implies that we are speaking of a person who is worthy of being in the presence of the Creator. But this sin of boasting with a garment of a wise disciple deserves such a harsh punishment. We should interpret that it means that the evil inclination comes to a person and boasts of the talit of a wise disciple, meaning speaks to a person like a wise disciple, speaking to an uneducated person and advising him to be a wise disciple. It is as Baal Sulam asked, what is a wise disciple? Why do we not say simply wise? It implies we should know that wise means the Creator, whose desire is to bestow upon his creatures. One who learns from the Creator this quality of being a giver is called wise disciple, meaning that he has learned from the Creator to be a giver. Now we can interpret that the evil inclination comes to a person and advises him how to achieve dvikut with the Creator, meaning to be in the presence of the Creator. But he is not a really wise disciple, namely, that the aim of the evil inclination is not to bring him to dvikut, but on the contrary, to separation. And it is speaking like a wise disciple, because it wants to set a trap for him to divert him from the right path. If a person does not notice who is speaking to him, the good or the evil inclination, and only hears that it is speaking with the talit of a wise disciple, it takes pride in it, meaning lets him understand the importance of a wise disciple while conspiring to divert him to another path, to disparity of form. At that time, one is told that he should know that if he listens to its advice, one who listens to its advice will not be admitted into the presence of the Creator, but to the contrary. Therefore, one must be very careful and know with whom he speaks. He should not mind what he's saying, meaning that even if it says good things, he must still not listen to it. It follows that from an indecent person, it is forbidden to hear even decent words.
Turkito.
Good morning, dear Rav.
Morning.
Değerli Rav, kötü eğilim sürekli karşımıza form değiştirerek geliyor. Kişi içindeki bu güçlü iradeyi nasıl uyandıracak ki bu savaşın üstesine gelebilsin?
Rav Yekar, hayetzer raşelam kol zaman magi aleyu il sırot ahirot. Ech ben adam yachol lechazek et ha...
The evil inclination comes to the person with different forms each time. How can a person strengthen his mental strength, his spiritual strength, to succeed in the war?
First of all, apparently the person should feel that he is at war, that whatever comes to him, it is the evil inclination that comes to him, and it wants to lower him, to divert him on this path that the person is walking on. And only then, if a person knows that he is now hearing the counsels of the wicked, that he might fall into the net of the evil inclination, then he goes against it, and he has the argument of the righteous, and he shouldn't listen to it. And he shouldn't listen that now they're walking on the right path, on the straight path, on the correct path, but rather that he should only go with in adhesion with the friends, and it is all in order to adhere, to bestow to the good inclination, to the Creator. And this requires labor. This is how he scrutinizes the difference between the good inclination and the evil inclination. Who do we have here? Who should we start with? Well, let's start with Rehovot.
Thank you, Rav. It seems like what they recommend to us, the test is the labor. And sometimes we think the labor is the amount of prayer. Well, what is the labor then?
The labor has to be in a connection, first of all.
When
we connect, we constantly check our direction. Is the Creator our goal?
This
means mutual bestow, each one to his friend. That has to be the greatest, uppermost thing to which we all intend to reach.
This
is how we walk. In that we get better and better. We distinguish between good and bad, as he says about the Baal Shem Tov. And this is how we advance.
Belarus.
Доброе утро, дорогой Рав. И все же, как отличить, под каком управлении мы находимся, под злым началом или под добрым?
Good morning. How to distinguish under what leadership we are, the good inclination or the bad inclination, because our nature is always in its place.
Well, if our nature, if this nature wouldn't exist, we wouldn't even know which way to go. Thanks to the evil inclination, we can determine if we're going in the right way or the wrong way, even though it is always turning us to the wrong direction, to the other side. But at least in relation to it, we can actually determine, we can define which way we should go. And so, the scrutiny should be through labor, as he tells us here. He writes here somewhere, it is said in the name of the Baal Shem Tov that to know whether it is the advice of the evil inclination or not, we must scrutinize if what it says requires labor. It belongs to the good inclination. But if listening to it will cause you not to need to labor, it is a sign of the evil inclination. By this we can discern if this is the advice of the good inclination or the evil inclination. This means that we're not afraid of the labor. We're afraid of specifically the opposite, not to fall into something that seems to us as easy and nice, and it's like an invitation. Because usually this is the evil inclination. By that, it pulls us, draws us.
Нам не нужно бояться идти злым началом вместе всем, а нужно идти и выяснять постоянно.
Ken.
We don't need to be afraid to go towards the evil inclination. We have to look for it.
Алматаван.
Что может учитель дать ученику, что поможет выяснить, где правда, а где ложь?
What can the teacher give the student to help him scrutinize where is truth and false?
The explanations that we now heard in the article from Rabash.
Читая объяснение и слушая вас, я все равно не слышу до конца, что может мне помочь, где правда.
Still, when I read the explanations and hear you, I still don't hear all the way what helps me distinguish between truth and false. Is there something special that the teacher teaching the students now can help them?
First of all, we should never yearn to whatever is easy, whatever is nearby. This is what he advises you.
И самое главное быть внутри.
And the most important thing, the primary one, is to be inside the group.
Не бояться падать.
Not to be afraid to fall.
Не прислушиваться, насколько правы всякие
доводы. Not to listen to all kinds of conclusions that are correct for someone on the right or someone on the left, but to try to aim yourself as much as possible to the Creator. This calibration, this direction towards the Creator is such that I need to think about what might be the best for everyone. This is a very important diagnosis.
Очень важное отличие правильного вывода от неправильного.
This is the very important difference, distinction between a correct, true conclusion and a false conclusion.
Thank
you, Rav. If I understand correctly, then if a person feels like he's capable of making some actions of bestowal without labor, without prayer, it means that it's controlled by the will to by the evil inclination. So how is he saved from that? How to pass that such desires to the Creator?
First of all, we should feel ourselves that we are in the environment. Which way is the environment pulling us? What is the correct environment? How do we connect to it? How do we follow it? This is how we scrutinize our path.
And
if I feel some action and I feel that it comes without prayer, do I need to give up on it or clarify it first?
Yes, usually, if it seems like we immediately have in our hand
החלטה,
a decision for how to do it, it's a sign that it didn't come from the side of Kedusha, holiness. Because from the side of holiness, we don't have clear directions. But only the connection between us and a prayer to the Creator to ask of Him for the right direction and in this way to go.
Thank you, Rav.
PT 32.
Rav, following that, we learn recently that there's no more than connection and prayer. When we're not in the lesson, I want to ask about what he says here. He says one always needs a guide, teacher to guide the person to see what is, to know what is truth and what is false, because a person cannot clarify it on his own. So the question is, how do we build this guide in the 10 when we're not in the lesson time, like now?
When we are not in the time of the lesson, we should nevertheless try to remain adhered to the society so that you feel the view of the society, which way it is approaching, it is getting closer to, it is directed, and you try to see whether you can go along with them, together with them or inside of them. There is a difference here in the adhesion, and in this way to advance.
Beseder.
Okay.
Cab U4.
Hello, Javarin. Hello, Raf. Hello. I always thought about that the left line, it was a way to display or to bring to the surface the deficiencies of the friends, and thereby a chance to go into the right line to correct the deficiency. But I can see now, reading the article, that it can be a trap to divert the friend or the friends from the path and increase the separation. So, Rav, what do we need to be particularly aware of to avoid this? Do we have a compass for it? How can we best be aware of this to help the friends and enhance the connection? Thank you.
As much as I enter into the ten more and more, and I want to be inside of them, and only out of that to decide how to take a step forward, I keep myself more from entering such a trap.
Woman, I have free.
תודה רב. שאלה ככה מהסירייה. אמרת להידבק בדעת.
Thank you, Rav. Question from the 10. You said to adhere to the reason of the society. Can't the evil inclination appear in the form of advice from friends? Is it only about the voices within me? Or I should also sort out advice from the environment?
We will talk more about that. It's a good question.
Woman Turkey 7.
Hello, dear Rav. Hello, friends. Bilge öğrencinin bilgeliğini hissetmesindeki tehlike nedir? Thank you.
What is the danger for a wise disciple to feel his wisdom?
Shuv.
Again.
What is the danger for a wise disciple to feel his own wisdom, that he feels wise? Why is that a danger?
Because then he might err. He thinks that he's right, that he understands, and he feels, and he has he's holding on to the group. The wisdom that he feels might actually obstruct his vision.
31.
He writes, he who learns from the Creator this quality of bestowing is called a wise disciple, meaning that he learned from the Creator how to bestow. How do you learn to connect and translate what's within reason to that being an example for the quality of bestowal?
This can be only in the ten. You have no other possibility. What can you rely on? If you annul before the ten, and you want to connect with them, and to receive or accept their views as the single view of the Creator, then ultimately you elevate yourself above everyone, and you are able to follow the path of the Creator.
This is a reality that today I live with having this reality called a ten. And then there's outer noises, which is also a kind of reality. How do I bring that reality into the ten and interpret it correctly as bestowal?
Why do you need to do that?
So do I ignore it?
But to bring it into the ten?
No, in terms of the feeling, of course not to bring it to the ten, but to translate it through the ten.
What for?
So what do I do with this external reality?
Rise above it.
Rise
above it and be adhered to the ten as much as possible, more and more. And then it turns out
that
you elevate the ten more and more in its importance above everything, above the whole world.
Barur.
This is clear.
המציאות המרכזית בחיים שלי זו העשירייה.
Meaning that my central reality in my life is the ten.
זה ודאי.
Yes, yes. Of course.
About the question, Rav, during the day, we meet with people who are not on the path. If we met with people who are on the path, then our focus would be 100% on the path. But people who are not on the path, in light of what's happening today also, you find yourself in a situation where you don't have a choice. You meet people while you're working and other things where your attention is diverted to other directions, what's happening outside and so forth, who's guilty and so forth. And you have to fight to bring your focus, your attention back to the ten. What's your advice for that?
I think that we just need to strengthen the people that you meet during the day about what does it mean the path of Torah, and only hold on to that.
What to explain to them what is the path of Torah, because I find myself not knowing what to say. I don't want to give them some commentary or something, but they speak and I'm in this position where it's he's guilty or the other one's guilty. What do you recommend? What's the right way to conduct yourself so that my attention will not go to these places?
If we would start to scrutinize things, then very quickly we will shift to a state where Israel are at fault, because they did not hold on to the correct straight path. So it is upon us to correct our path. And in that, we need to strengthen each other so we don't fall into all kinds of crying, weeping, and asking for forgiveness, but to the opposite, to say that now,
our
eyes wide open, we have to see how do we walk on the way towards connection, towards peace and mutual complementation? And how we can also explain to our enemies that the way to the general wholeness is only through connection among everyone. And we should stop fighting and prove to each other who is right and who's wrong. This is not the direction towards a solution.
Can I also ask?
Yes.
What you said now, a lot of people, if you tell them that we're all responsible, we're all guilty for what's happening, they tell you, no, only one side, or this side or that side, they're not even willing to listen to the idea of unity or unity above all these opinions. They're really in a certain state and position and stance that only one side is guilty, or meaning it goes into political views. So how do you explain this matter to them?
Look, I try not to get into such things, because then it becomes a long way to prove it, if you're even able to prove it, because a person always likes to hold on to whatever he is. But whichever way it is worthwhile for us to
establish ourselves, at least in such a way that we understand that the connection between us is our only force. And if we direct our connection to there is none else besides Him, then indeed we are in the center of creation. And from that, we can succeed, well, not succeed in winning, but succeed in proving to everyone that connection among everyone above all of these states of conflicts, quarrel, that we can achieve. And this will be the solution for everyone. Okay?
Holland one.
Rav, you just said, let's say, to avoid, to enter the trap of thinking you're righteous. How to get out of the trap once you're in, when thinking you're righteous, thinking you're wise, and actually governed by the Sitra Achra?
That we ourselves are not righteous and not at that point of righteousness. If we were, we wouldn't reach where we are. Rather, our state is not better than any other nation or group. We're all in deep confusion and shattering. In general shattering, and therefore we should know that there's no truth, but truth is only if we turn to the Creator and we want to get closer to Him and that He will take care of us.
How do you get out of this trap? Once you're in, because mostly you don't know you're in.
אני חושב שיציאה מהמלכודת בעיקר היא...
I think that escaping the trap is especially in that everyone wants to connect to the central point which centralizes everyone, all people of the world, as one, not leaving anyone outside its center. And there's no good or bad here, or Jews and Arabs or Christians or whatnot. Rather, each and every one must accept everyone as participating together in a single society.
How do you come to a state of accepting everybody? How can you prepare such a thing? To accept this, what you're saying, Rav.
Because we're all brothers. And ultimately, we're all human beings. We all belong to the same species. And what the Creator gives us as the evil inclination, like He says, I've created the evil inclination, is only for us to be able to come out of the evil, of this evil inclination. And correspondingly acquire the good inclination.
Thank you, dear Rav.
Ita free.
Buongiorno, Rav.
Che
tutte le buone azioni che un uomo compie.
Good morning, Rav.
Può vedere sia la Torah che le altre cose.
Here it says that a person does all of the good things, the good actions, everything is in the right order, if it is all according to the prayer. From where does this feeling come? What is this feeling?
It also depends on what prayer. Prayers could be for every state and also against any state. We all have to understand that humanity has reached a point where no one knows what justice is, what integrity is, what is peace. And we're all in outer or inner states of war.
And
we have to do something with ourselves in order to calibrate ourselves, to reset ourselves correctly. And that's the problem. And if you just say to pray, then everyone just prays from the bottom of his own heart, where he just wants his own benefit and the detriment of others. Moscow 4.
Доброе утро, Раф, мировой кли. Раф, такие времена... Объяснить, я даже не пытаюсь ни с кем разговаривать.
It's such a time when I don't even try to talk to anyone or explain anything to anyone.
But
sometimes a person becomes needy of the Creator.
And
here you can't really explain anything, but I would like to understand, however, during the day, what creator should I ask for humanity, that they will discover what kind of creator?
A creator that can unite everyone, all human beings, to a single group, single nation, the nation of the Creator. Then we will be in the right state. That's what we need to do. If it's the Creator, then He has to collect all of us to a single group, a single nation, and show us and teach us what kind of way we have to hold each other. What to think and what to feel towards each other. Because otherwise, this picture will never end, not today and not tomorrow, but only in many, many years, if at all. So we have to demand from the Creator to show us the right direction for our development, to show us the right position of all nations, of every nation in the world, how they should relate to each other.
Ita Van.
Caro Rav, anche questi inganni da Labano e da Esau vengono in realtà dal Creatore. Allora io ti chiedo, perché il Creatore ci manda?
The lies of Laban and Esau also come from the Creator. So why does the Creator send us not only these disturbances, but also these lies, which may divert us from the path?
That is all to give us a possibility to not be dependent on one side, but have two sides and not know where's the good and where's the bad, so that we can be incorporated with the good and the bad side, and thus scrutinize our place, our qualities.
Barur. Tov.
Understood? Okay.
Florida.
Florida.
Yes, Rav. It says that he needs to annul his own authority, and a person needs to come to feel that there's nothing in the world but the Creator. What does this mean, to feel there's nothing in the world but the Creator? How do I view the world?
אתה רואה שלנבראים אין שום אפשרות.
You see that the created beings have no possibility to operate correctly but to surrender themselves to one force that rules them, which is the Creator's force.
Moscow 1.
У нас не было вопроса.
А, извиняюсь. Тов, тогда...
Окей.
Mach 4.
Рав, помогите разобраться. Если десятки товарищ говорит, что...
Please help me scrutinize. If a friend in the tent says that he is in bestowal in Lishma on a higher degree than me, and he wants to explain to me how to operate in this state or that state, and he tells me that I do not understand it because he's in a higher state.
Опускает десятку, говоря, что мы ничего не делаем.
He doesn't come to the morning lessons, and he always leans on sources that only he is familiar with, and he always disregards the ten. Should I connect with him, listen to him?
You have no right to connect to him or listen to his views because he's not following our sources. That's it.
Дать ему пинка и пускай летит из группы.
So. Give him a little nudge and let him fly out of the group. Czech Slovak 3.
If it seems to me that the 10 is subject of an evil inclination, should I annul or awaken the 10 before it?
You have to awaken the ten, show everyone what you think, that you think they're under the influence of the evil inclination. And discuss it, and you need to find the sources that you're taking this from, and so on.
All
right.
Kiev 1.
Тарас, здравствуйте. Вопрос по статье. У нас в обществе принята очень мощная поддержка товарищей, когда товарищ выполняет вот очень важное
действие. We usually support each other, especially when a friend performs a certain action, and then it becomes important to our whole group. We say how great the friend is, how much he's advancing, and the friend then boasts, becomes proud. Here in the article it says that there is a danger that by making the friend greater externally, it can influence him for the bad. So how to do it correctly?
Together, not one against the other, but everyone together.
Which
means that if the friend within himself starts to be proud that he did good and important things, it can actually block him, right?
Of course, no doubt.
So how to be saved from that?
Give him an example of a different kind of behavior.
No.
Another question, if I may.
Признаком правильной работы это когда человек идет.
We said that a sign of correct work is when a person is not taking the easy path, but rather there is resistance, there's labor in his work. And that's a sign that he's walking on the right path. But sometimes, annulment before the 10 is the easy way. I stop resisting, I simply annul myself. Could this be a sign that I've chosen the wrong path, the easy way?
No, it's forbidden to cancel ourselves. We don't need to cancel ourselves. We need to choose clearly and according to the heart and the mind, choose our specific path. And that this path, if possible, will match the path of the ten.
If I have two ways before me, one way, I understand it is easier. The other way is through resistance. I should always choose the path of resistance?
In principle, yes.
Ну, теперь у нас остались... еще есть Алма-Тату. Алма-Тату.
Большое спасибо, Раф, что разрешили. Здесь заставляет задуматься и вначале говорится о том, что
such an article makes you think. In the beginning he says that we should always choose the path that provides labor. This is the obstacle, the way we can scrutinize if we're walking on the right or left path. Later on it says that Rabbi Yochanan said that even if a person reads only the Shema reading in the morning and evening prayer, it means he already kept it, he already labored. So is this some sort of facilitation? Where is the limit so that we don't go to the right or to the left? How should we choose here so that we won't make it easier for ourselves?
Hold on to the good connection with the friends. That's the most important thing.
All
right. PT 13.
Rabbi now answered Volodya that we shouldn't annul before the 10. I didn't understand it. We always say that we have to annul in the 10.
Okay, 20...
Okay, think about it and understand.
Осталось у нас woman. Woman Mach 56.
Women Mach 56.
Good morning, the Rav, World Kli. Please help me. I got confused, as usual. For a few days already, I've been thinking and feeling inside of me that I can receive and justify the Creator, even with everything that is happening with the war right now. But today, in the prayer of the 10, I heard from one of my friends that she doesn't succeed to do it. She doesn't manage to justify. I felt her pain. And the question is, does it mean that I myself failed in justifying the Creator? Or is this the way the Creator is showing me how to help the friend?
Помогать сначала
подруге, а потом себе. So how should I operate?
Спасибо, дорогой Раф.
First help the friend and then help yourself. Women Latin 24.
Gracias, Rap. Saludos, Kit Mundial. Rap, el alejarse momentánea, parcialmente, de la decena de una amiga por momentos difíciles que esté pasando.
Rob, if a friend quits the 10, she leaves the 10 because she's going through difficult situations, is this the evil inclination or is it some time that she's taking in order to introspect or scrutinize?
Well, she should go and scrutinize. You need to help her scrutinize without going out of the 10, but if not, then maybe also help her to leave the 10 a little bit and then see if that makes her life clearer, better, happier, until she understands that that's not true. And come back.
Woman Turkey 6.
Women Turkey 6.
Selam Rav, selam dostlar. Sevgili öğretmenim, yazıda bu kitap Tora senin dudaklarından uzaklaşmayacaktır diyor. Tora'nın dudaklardan uzaklaşmaması ne demektir? Teşekkürler.
Rav, it says in the article, this book of Torah shall not move from your lips. What does it mean?
Sheata kol hazman rotze ledaber bemilim shel ha-bore.
That you always want to speak the words of the Creator. That you'll have the same mind, same emotion, same brain as the Creator. To be bonded with him in thought. Women English 1.
Yes, hello dear Rav, World Kli. Rav, how to not mistake the Creator's bounty for the evil inclination? Like suddenly life is good? How not to be fooled? And think that it's the Creator's bounty when it could be the evil inclination. How do I distinguish?
It will fall into place. It will fall into place. Ultimately, we don't really know when the good inclination works in us or the bad inclination. We will feel where it changes within us. And then from that point, we'll understand the truth.
Woman Mach 21.
Women Mach 21.
Good morning, Rav. We have two questions, if we may. First question about the article. What does it mean that a mitzvah induces a transgression, or comes from a transgression?
We haven't learned that with you.
Second question. We have this state, just like is what is described in the article. Yesterday, we were supposed to have a meeting of the 10. One of the friends participated in a more general meeting of our regional group, and no one came to the meeting of the 10. And I complained, and I said, how come nobody came? Today, in the preparation for the lesson, one of the friends said that I should shut up and cover everything with love and not complain. What is the right response?
Did you all agree that you are gathering?
Yes. This is our ordinary meeting. Twice a day, we connect.
And everyone knew about it.
Yes, everybody knew about it. And each one had their own excuse why they didn't come. So was they supposed to keep silent and just cover it with love? Or was it okay for me to express my grievance? Maybe it's a sign of my own decline.
That you still need to clarify. But it's still good. It's good if such a decision happens at the same time by everyone. All right, friends, we have PT 18 there. What do they want to ask?
Rav, I have the following question. We say that wicked Haman claimed, and it was correct, that all of the possession was hid. Sorry, wicked Laban. And we see also that he told, as Esau told Jacob, mine is mine, yours is yours, I don't need your Torah mitzvot, I have plenty of my own. But in Laban, we see that he's committed to us throughout the whole story. Why is that?
He has more forces. He has more forces. Because actually, the whole world is the evil inclination. It's the egoistic desire that wants to receive and enjoy whatever it has.
Barur.
clear?
It's
clear, but not so much, really, because why? He was actually his cousin, and he had such great commitment to Lot. We see this throughout the whole story.
Ken.
Yes.
We still have to scrutinize it.
This is scrutiny that we should have here, right?
We will get there. You're right.
Thank you.
Woman, I have three.
Women, Hebrew, three.
Good morning. I would like to ask a question in Russian, if possible.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I received the question from a friend. During the lesson, I summarized the lesson. And I think that this work is important because I'm doing the summary for my friends in the group. And also to use it for dissemination and understand the material during the lesson.
So what's the question?
There's another part of the work, the emotional part.
Da.
B. During the lesson, to feel the deficiency of the friends.
Так что за вопрос?
To incorporate in the general flow.
So what is the question?
For their feelings. To understand the essence of the lesson. They can't combine the two.
Right, you can connect it. It's right that you can't. I'm speaking and she's not listening, or maybe she doesn't hear me. That's how it works.
Перестаньте слушать только себя.
Stop listening only to yourself.
Так вот,
also listen to me.
Вы не сможете слышать правильно, если вы будете слышать только себя.
Because you won't be able to succeed if you're only going to listen to yourself.
И слушать других.
So you have to disconnect from yourself and listen to the others, the whole group.
И не выбирать, что я делаю вот так верно или что я делаю вот так верно.
And don't choose whether I'm doing this right or I'm doing that right. You're never doing it right if you're not connecting to the group, if you're not in the group. If you're not melting in there.
Latin one.
Jacob tiene la capacidad de contradecir cada argumento de la inclinación al mal. ¿Cómo activamos la fuerza de Jacob?
Jacob can answer all the claims of the evil inclination. How can we evoke the force of Jacob in us?
How can we
awaken the force of Jacob?
Awaken the force of Jacob. First of all, connection. First of all, connection. In all the possibilities between us, that is actually Jacob. Not to want greatness, but to be small. Jacob is small. And from that state of smallness, to try and be everywhere in his discernments. Connection in smallness. Katnut. That is Jacob. Okay, so let's go to the next part of the lesson.
Before we move to the next part, let's sing a song together.
Reuniendo nuestro clí. Dibujando en conexión, sin razón, como notas del amor, instrumentos del Creador. נשמע שוב את כינו דוד ניגון הלב That sing as one And we'll see how love will cover all the crimes As we unite Walk together from the darkness to the light